The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said of old, you shall love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense should you have? Do not tax collectors do as much? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do as much? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. We're anchored into the Matthew's Gospel here for a few days, and the text of today's Gospel comes from the Sermon on the Mount. We're all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount. It begins with the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," remember that, in chapter 5, and it runs a long three chapters in Matthew's Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount. What Matthew has done is collected many, many homilies and sayings and teachings of Jesus and put them into one, it's a literary genre, he put them into one great speech, the Sermon on the Mount. So we have this today. This part of the Sermon on the Mount has caused more stress and more anxiety in people than anything else in the Sermon on the Mount. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So people are striving for perfection. They're striving to be perfect. And if they're not perfect, somehow they're in sin. That's to misunderstand this gospel. The Greek word for perfect here is teleios, which in Greek doesn't mean perfect, not morally perfect. It's got nothing to do with moral perfection. It means you must be whole. You must be mature. As your heavenly Father is mature, who makes the rain fall on the just and the unjust. The sun will shine on the just and the unjust. Your heavenly Father's love is infinite and embracing all people. That's what it means to be mature. The teleios is not moral. You meet some people who are morally perfect. They're very good at keeping the commandments, but they're mean. Their spirit is mean. They're selfish. They don't really care about poor people. They don't care about, but they're morally perfect. So we have to reinterpret the teaching of Jesus here. This teaching of Jesus is to be fully human, to be mature in your humanity, to be compassionate. If you hate somebody, you are hurting yourself. You are diminished. You're not whole. You're not mature. If you greet only those who greet you, what's so special about that? That doesn't mean you're whole or you're holy or you're mature. If you love only those who love you, what merit is there in that? This is what Jesus says here. So our struggle in following Jesus is to be fully human, which means we know how we need one another, how much we need one another, how much we need forgiveness. That's to be fully mature, to fully human. I need to ask for forgiveness. I need to be sensitive to the other person. I need to greet those who do not greet me. I need to forgive. I need to bless people who do not pay me back. Be perfect, be mature, be whole, be fully human, which isn't moral perfection. Be fully human, which means you'll need forgiveness, and you'll need to look at yourself, and you'll need to be more generous and more sensitive and more open. That's what it means in this gospel here. And that's the preaching of Jesus. Jesus died for the just and the unjust. St. Paul tells us that the way in which God shows us his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Keep that in mind. As we journey through this day, consider how to be mature, whole, as followers of Jesus Christ. Look for moments when you can forgive somebody. Go the extra mile. Bless somebody without asking anything back. Be kind. Say the kind word. Be mature as your heavenly Father is perfect, blesses the unjust and the just. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And we pray for ourselves as we listen to God's word here, that we will take the word of God and bring it to life in the manner in which we live the gift of this day which the Lord has given to us. Amen.